So Dwight Hines has joined us. Good morning.
I have a great deal of respect for OPEGA and the work they do in specific cases and in general. My concern is that the low pay of the attorneys, you're right on target there. The other one is that there are people, there's prevention things we can do. There are a lot of people who go pro se and self-represented in courts, and many are right on the cusp of being indigent. And I think there are ways to look at that group and reduce the number of people that are needing indigent services. I've got some data, it's anecdotal on some of it, but others just national data from National Center for State Courts and places like that. I think you need to make some strategic alliances with this, with businesses. Economic development, we have to have lawyers working on that. They know the structure, they write contracts, they do everything right. I've seen a business, one at least in our little town of Livermore, go out of business. He didn't have a lawyer when he needed one. It's I know from talking to the director of National Federation of Independent Businesses in Maine, just for the state, he said there are a number of small businesses, if they could have an attorney, they didn't meet the asset requirement or some other requirement for indigent defense. But if they had an attorney, they would still be in business. I want to stress that we need the legal structure and we need to pay for it. Second thing is there are a number of grants. I get all these things about grants that are available for different projects. You would have to, one of the people you'd have to get would be a grants person. But justice is really key right now. This whole COVID thing has opened up that social determinants of health are dealt with very well by people following the law and being sure there's equal justice. It extends into health. I've got this written part of it. My experience with the courts was as a pro se, and it's... It's basically a very biased system if you don't have a lawyer. You need a lawyer. It's complex. And several other things. I was working on this late last night. We need the attorneys to step up and show how they're important for the economic development. It's the stability. And they're not doing that. It's, this may be a good way of doing it. Yeah. I'll get that to you in writing, but I think this is an important thing to do. I'm very happy about what I'm hearing. I think it's all I got to say right now. Any questions from you? You've got to prevent people from coming into the indigent system. So anything you do that, you know, it's going to be helpful. But that's where you can get grant money to.
Thank you, Mr. Hines. Are there questions or comments from the committee for Mr. Hines? Seeing none, thank you.